and welcome to another Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up special. As Fifi likes to say,
we're born and bred Melbourne. This city's in our blood.
Here are some of our favourite moments from the world's most livable city.
Now, we're having a crack at the Melbourne City Council at the moment, only because they have cracked down on buskers. And understandably, maybe we don't need as many buskers on the street, so buskers do need to get licences and be approved.
Yes.
But they're doing an audition process, Australian Idol style, and we're just questioning if they're the appropriate people to assess talent in the world of the arts.
And I would have thought they'd have better things to do than worry about people just playing music
just
for people walking past.
Let the people. But in fact, you're right. I said maybe there's a good reason for it. Get rid of the licences.
Yeah, I don't think there is a good reason.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Freedom of panpipes.
As long as they didn't get aggressive towards each other.
Sure. Well, one of the, because what's his name? He's a popular panpiper. His name's Jorge Cuba.
Yeah.
He's been panpiping for years. He did his audition, and the Melbourne Council workers said, no, you're not good enough.
Very Games of Thrones-ish.
A bit harsh on Yorga.
I mean, devil's advocate, guys. I think what they don't want complete, you know, a lack of order. And if everyone was just playing loud music along Bourke Street, it would be a nightmare.
I actually think we should do that. To protest on behalf of the buskers, we should all get a musical instrument.
We'll get our choir that we got for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
And walk down Bourke Street and just play instruments and say, you can't silence us.
Strike.
Yes, this is a fascist
society. We're the PC police.
We're allowed to play instruments.
But can't make fun of braces.
We thought we might put ourselves in the judging seats this morning. And if anyone would like to audition as a busker to give us a call, I think we'll be a lot fairer.
Yes.
Now we've got Amy on the line. Hi, Amy.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Yeah,
good.
Good, Amy. Amy, have you ever given busking a shot?
I'm actually a busker myself. So I busk down on Birung Ma in the city.
And, well, good spot.
Yeah, it's a great spot. The river's really nice and people walk by on the way to the footy or on the way home and play a few footy tunes or, you know, just whatever covers people like. So,
Hey, Ames, do you love it more after they come back from the footy when they're more pissed? Do they give you more money?
It's often fun because people love that you're like, they don't love it, but when they're a bit sad from losing, they might want to hear a bit of Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House or when their footy team wins. I think
do you in fact have one of these licenses that you need?
I do. So I've got a license for the general area of the CBD.
Did you have to audition for it?
You don't have to audition, but you do have to send in like a video or maybe like a brief description of your act.
Do you have to pay for it?
One of us. You do. So you pay people for the Melbourne Council, it is for your local council sometimes, which is kind of funny. But what do you call it? You pay like, I want to say.
I just said you had to pay. It was like Monopoly. You got your good property, your bad property.
I've got a solution.
I was actually right.
If I was a busker, and you're just sending in something, I'd just edit it and put Lady Gaga over the top. Like,
isn't that what all the musos do anyway?
This is what I do.
I'm going to help out the panpiper. I'm going to get him to put a bit of Michael Bublé over the top.
I reckon
he's got a fair chance.
Yeah.
Now, Amy, can we hear you perform?
What was that, sorry?
Can we hear you perform for us? Will you sing?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's early in the morning, but why not?
Go for it. Busk away.
All right. Well, I think Dale Braithwaite. Hopefully, Fev likes it.
Oh, yes, Ames.
Just a very short one, by the way. Just a nice and short.
Don't be the PC radio police.
Just a nice, tight one.
Ames wants to sing.
Oh, that's all right.
No, sing.
We'll be riding on the horses. Way up in the sky, I'm missing my guitar. And if you fall, I'll pick you up.
Ah,
beautiful,
yes.
If you see A's down by the river, chuck her a tenner.
Give her some cash. Well done, Amy. We're fully supporting you.
Good stuff. I know that location. Quite often the bass-playing Bunny is in that area as well.
He's too.
He's very good. So you're
Trixie
up against
likes
it.
Him.
Yeah, he's very good.
Now, just quickly, we've got Georgia on the line. Are you there, Georgia?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Georgia. Georgia, now you are, is it right, you're a busker and a teacher?
So I'm just starting to get back into busking. I had surgery on my vocal cords a couple of years ago, so I'm just kind of slipping back into the singing regime.
Now you've got, you perform with the ukulele. Have you got the ukulele on hand?
Indeed I do.
Could we better get a bit of bit of uke on the fox?
Just sitting next to you on the couch, is it, or...?
I always have one handy.
Have one handy? Yeah, good. Okay, here we go. This will be fun. I wonder what she's going to perform here for us, Fev. Oh, here we go.
Oh, yes.
Ausgerwendet sind wir.
Listen to you all day.
That was, we could get you in here to perform that live. That was amazing.
Unbelievable. Very similar. Well done. Well, all of these people will
imagine
be obviously.
If we could get, I reckon Vance would play with Georgia if we could get
Mate,
him.
Vance, Joy, and Georgia doing a duet.
Great.
Mate, we should organise that.
Hold the line. We're just going to organise a duet with you and Vance Joy.
I mean, we've got to get him. We've got to somehow get him.
Sure.
Vance will do it. He hasn't, made, hasn't had a song for a while. Fifi, Fev, and Byron. The good bits.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox. Hey, remember, guys, 2 weeks ago, or was it 1 week ago? I'm so confused about.
Two.
2 weeks ago, we were driving a big bus through the streets of Melbourne heading to Greensboro to give $50,000 away. And on our way, we were just driving through a pretty high density area in Greensboro. And I think it was so high density, it had zebra crossings, speed humps, and suddenly a kangaroo had been killed and it was on the road.
Sad.
It was a very sad moment. But we were all
shocked. We thought it was a booze bus.
Because we weren't.
Yes, at first.
The police were there and they, doing a great job. But no, what was surprising was that it was a kangaroo in a high density part of Greensboro. And now, reading the news today, residents in Doreen Reservoir, Craigieburn, Heidelberg, Eltham and South Morang, doesn't say Greensboro, but I'm going to pop them in.
Pop them in.
They're under attack from kangaroos who are heading into the suburbs in search of water.
Because it's so dry.
It's so dry. Now, one, I feel for the poor roos. They just need water and they're coming to look for it. And some of them are unfortunately being hit by
rain,
cars.
They probably don't want to drink that.
There's the
That's
dirty
a
rain.
Really good point. even though the scientists dispute that there is no dirty rain.
Mate.
I've seen your evidence.
Yes.
But to say that we're under attack. I mean, see, I'm confused about roos, and I grew up in Wonga Park, so if anyone's familiar with Jumping Creek Road, there was always, when I was growing up, a roo on the road that had been hit by a car.
Yeah.
My brother hit a few.
I used to drive past them all the time on the Hume going up to Yarrawonga, and when you'd drive back at night time or early morning, they'd be on the side of the road and they put crosses on them because they get hit by trucks so people can pick.
Of course.
It's awful.
It is all those pink fluorescent.
Because they run across and it's just.
But see, I've always loved kangaroos and always, and when you'd see them grazing on the paddocks out there in Lilydale and Wonga Park, I loved it. But then you hear these stories about them being quite aggressive and you shouldn't go near them.
Right.
And now they're saying that Doreen and Reservoir and Heidelberg are under attack.
Under attack.
It's like a plague. It's like they're under attack. They're in the suburbs.
There's a movie in that boxing, like
Snakes
aliens.
On a plane.
There's aliens and there's King Kong.
Whoa.
And now there's roos.
Then we get kangaroos. Make a movie.
Do you know what we should try to find out, Fev? How, like, what suburbs have you seen kangaroos in that really shouldn't be in those suburbs?
Right.
I haven't seen one Bayside.
You haven't seen any?
There's plenty of water over there.
131060, I would love to hear from her. If you've seen a roo Bayside, I haven't seen them driving through sort of, Hawthorne,
I haven't seen
South
them driving
Yarra.
At all, boxes.
Good gear.
But we'll take some calls.
Can
13, 10, 60.
Also, Byron, 131060, what suburbs have you seen kangaroos in? Maybe this plague is worse than we thought.
Have we got a jingle?
Well, this is the thing. Leon Sjogren is the king of jingles.
Yeah.
He's been copied and ripped off around the country for his wonderful creativity.
He's our executive producer.
For some reason, Fev, and it beggars belief, Byron has gone into the sound booth this morning and he's made a jingle.
This is a stitch
Byron's
up.
Trying to, he's like doing
I will play
Alcott.
This. I will play this, but I actually don't even remember doing it. I don't know where it came from.
Are you
from.
Proud
hey,
of
Byron,
it?
You're like Dylan Alcott everywhere at the moment. Okay. He's trying to do everything.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is my jingle.
Everywhere Byron.
Suburban kangaroo encounters.
Are you proud
Great
of that?
Music.
Are you proud of that?
I'm ashamed of it. I don't remember doing it. Fifi, Fev and Byron. The good bits.
The Fox. Suburban kangaroo encounters.
Suburban kangaroo encounters. We are discussing this because apparently residents in Doreen Reservoir, Craigieburn, Heidelberg, Eltham and South Morang are under attack. The Roos, they're heading to the suburbs for water. The poor things. They just want water. Mm. Hope they're not drinking chlorine.
We'd hope not. No, backyard pools.
But we were only driving through Greensboro when we were giving away $50,000 2 weeks ago. Mm. And do you remember this moment, guys, when we saw what was a very sad moment?
So obviously, we did have the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
Cops.
Oh, it's a booze bust.
Hang on a minute. Oh, no. Have you been drinking?
Well, just we do have a police matter here we're attending to.
Oh, jeez, what's happened?
What is happening, actually?
God, this is amazing. No. This is live radio.
Highway Patrol. I mean, this could delay us, but, you know, the boys in blue do a tremendous job, as do the girls.
Oh, we've had a kangaroo on the road.
Oh, jeez, that was... Oh, God. Wow. Oh, my God. I was just going to say, it wasn't me.
We just saw a dead kangaroo.
Okay.
Jeez, that's really flattened. I mean, hey, let's talk batch.
Okay, just quickly. If you had two choices, then you didn't need to highlight this.
Anyway,
okay, I'll change gears.
Oh, I just saw it as well.
That's really sad.
That's awful.
Please change the subject.
Let's play a song.
Is anyone else concerned by all our talk over?
We were excited.
Could barely make sense of any of that.
No, I got it.
We need our own air check, guys. We've got to give each other room.
Mate, we saw something dead.
Yeah, we did. We saw a kangaroo on the road.
It was
and
awful.
It was in Greensboro, but it did surprise us. It was in a built-up area. And we've just said, where else have you spotted kangaroos? Extra points if you've seen them Bayside, because Fair believes they're not Bayside.
Bullshit.
Aaron.
Hey, Boxy, just quickly. I think chlorine would be okay for an animal.
Mm. Oh, it's a chemical.
Is it?
I'm sure.
Because when I was in a game park in South Africa, the elephants and stuff would often come and drink the water because they want to drink as well. It'd be the same as kangaroos, I'd assume, because they can probably sense the water.
Of course.
And we woke up in the mornings and all the elephants and stuff are drinking the water. They seem to be okay.
Maybe, though, those safari parks have...
They're immune to it?
Well, no, their pools are maybe not highly chlorinated because they know that the animals do that.
Jeez, you're smart.
That was good. That was excellent.
I mean, it's just a guess.
It's pretty educated and pretty good guess.
Aaron in Sale. Hi, Aaron.
How are you, guys?
Yeah, good, Aaron. Where have you seen a roo?
I grew up in Preston, and I remember seeing them when I was a little kid around Preston at times. I have seen them around Greensboro a lot of times too.
Mm, that's where we saw the dead one, yeah.
Yeah, but I also, when I was 14, we moved out to Roxburgh Park, and I used to see them out there all the time.
Right, and in the highly built-up areas?
Roxburgh Park wouldn't have been built up back in the day.
Preston's built up. I'm only 33.
Yeah, you're right, Preston. Yeah,
Preston's
right,
a solid. Preston.
Well, it's like when I sometimes see foxes when I'm driving through Hawthorne.
Well, my educated guest, Boxy, is because the Humes out that way, and there's a lot of just grass and farm, so they'd come in from there. That's why they're not this side of the city.
Wouldn't they be scared of humans and, like, big buildings?
Mate, when I'm hungry or thirsty, I'm not scared of anything.
You're right, good point. Yeah. Kylie in Deer Park. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Kylie, what about you in Deer Park? Any ruse?
Yeah, we've got a few that hang around just on Westwood Drive, which is like 5 minutes from where I live, which is all build-up industry area and stuff.
And they're just hanging out.
Yeah, just hanging out, eating. I've seen a few dead ones, unfortunately. But
Fev would have spent a lot of time in Deer Park, given he won a flag with Deer Park.
I've got a couple of Deliveroos.
Deliveroos. I didn't expect comedy in this segment.
Okay, that's outstanding.
That was very good.
Yeah, is that where we stopped? No, we'll go another one.
We'll go one more. Tony in Greenvale. Hi, Tony.
Yeah, good day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Tony. Tone. What suburb have you seen a ruin?
The kangaroo capital of Melbourne is Summit and Road and Cooper Street, all the way from Oaklands Junction to Epping. Dead roos every day.
Oh, every day, Tony. What? I mean, there's a couple of things about that. One, aren't they getting the hint? Like, don't they see their relatives? No, but I, like, stay away.
I think they talk to each other like that.
I think you've got to blame Vic Roads because I've actually hit two of them in 18 months and one rode off my car.
Is there no signs up?
Yeah, there's signs up to say there's kangaroos, but why not kangaroo-proof the road?
Oh, gee, that'd be expensive.
Kangaroo-proof.
What, build a giant wall around every road?
Well, I actually did some inquiries, and because the insurance company, of course, they don't give you a full payout, and they reckon that it's Vic Roads that's responsible for fencing on the side of the road. So why warn you of the target? Just prevent the accident.
Wow.
Scary.
Okay,
they did what?
What did you
skip here?
Yeah. Pretty happy with my Deliveroo gag.
Well, that was a good out, Byron. The one he gave you about 2 minutes ago.
He gives us outs all the time. You know there's another one coming.
I'm still sitting here pretty happy with myself. I reckon I'm done.
Fifi, Bev and Byron.
The good bits.
The good bits.
101.9 The Fox.
This is interesting. There's a Bayside con man posing as a council parking officer to dupe drivers. He's trying to pass off some handwritten.
What you're looking at?
I mean, you do.
Bev's a Bayside con
you're
man.
You're a Bayside. You live Bayside. Yeah. He's trying to pass off handwritten fines as the real deal.
I'm like the Bayside underworld.
So he's putting fake. Have you heard about these fake tickets, Bayside?
No, he wouldn't go near me.
But if you,
you'll end up in the
don't
ocean.
Don't you have mates, Bayside? Oh. Is it not part of it? Are people talking about it? Is it
no?
At the pantry, they're not sitting around having a little ravioli.
I mean, look, he's coming undone a bit. But part of his problem is he can't spell, so he's making lots of spelling mistakes. And I can't.
Sure, this is not me.
But this is the best because I thought to myself, who? Why? Like, I don't think handwritten. Parking fines have happened since 1940.
Yeah,
he's actually a genius, Boxy. If he had printed it,
well, he said, "Yeah, but can I read one of his parking fines?" He's got the date, the time, 11:20. I have run out of paper in my machine. You parked here at 8:45, 2 hours and 35 minutes later, you're still parked in the 2 hour zone. What I like about this in some way, right? This guy, he's clearly got nothing better to do. He's got, and he watches people park. And they're not getting booked. So he's taken it upon himself to book them.
Right.
I sort of get that.
And because there's a lot of roadworks around Bayside at the moment, like a lot of roundabouts, and they're all getting shut down. So there's nowhere to park because you can't drive anywhere. So all the car parks getting taken. So this bloke's trying to go, whoa, hang on a second. How do I get funds from this?
Well, see, Fev. I thought he was just doing it just to spook them into don't park here. But no, what he's ended up putting is his BSB and account number. I mean, that's unbelievable.
You would have got away with a Boxy if you had printed it.
You're right.
Because you don't look at who gives you, because the Bayside City Council, those parking people are, oh my God, they're everywhere.
But if any, and like, we don't know if anyone's fallen for that, but that is that's a crime. You can't pretend to be a parking inspector and put your BSB and account number and say, put money in my account. But that falls under the banner of a dumb criminal.
Dumb.
Dumb criminals, they're amongst us. And they're a bit of fun. Like, let's be honest, we don't advocate crime. We certainly don't like criminals, but sometimes they give you a laugh. I mean, they make blooper shows out of this. It's the criminals who steal something from a shop and then run into the glass door. Like,
great stuff.
Criminals that can't open doors.
With a bandana, with a big beanie down underneath his chin, runs out, bang, knocks himself out. That's my favourite audio.
In the world of CCTV, if you haven't got yourself a balaclava, what are you doing?
there's a lot of people at the moment going around and stealing parcels that get put on your front door.
Oh, yes, they are.
Dumb. There's people got cameras. They can see.
Exactly. They're watching you walk away with them.
And then they jump into their car and drive off. You can see the number plate.
Give us a call now if you've got a story of a dumb criminal. I mean, ideally, imagine we got an actual dumb criminal to call.
Oh, look, if you...
That'd tick the box.
And they could dob themselves in for being a criminal, which would be dumb.
We'd have to dob them in, so we'd then have to. But if you... A lot of people who own businesses have probably encountered a dumb criminal type.
Right.
Shall I tell a story why I was a...
Yeah.
I wasn't a criminal. I was just a frustrated 18-year-old. So I think I've told you this story. My girlfriend and I, Rebecca Stambanis...
Wouldn't have named her.
I was living out in Wonga Park. She was in Park Orchards. And when you live in the far eastern suburbs, you hang out at the Pizza Hut in Ringwood on Maroondah Highway.
Mate, all you can eat, $5.95.
So, so we went to the Pizza Hut, Maroondah Highway there in Croydon, Ringwood. And we went to pay and there was no one at the counter and they were closing up and we stood there. And I just looked and I went, we're going. we tried.
Sure.
So we've sort of backed towards the door. And it probably before, this was like late 90s, before CCTV, back towards the door. And then we opened the door and I said, run! And we've run. And then I said, quick, under the car. Now, why did I not say in the car?
Under.
If we'd gone in the car, we could have driven off. We've gone under the car. And then the next minute we just see these feet come out of the Pizza Hut, walk around the side of my car and say, are you coming in to pay? You know what I said, Bev? Yeah, we're just tricking.
Fifi, Bevan, Byron.
The good bits. 101.9 The Fox.
Bombshells are about to be dropped. We're about to find out who or which of Melbourne's suburbs where you're living may be the sauciest. Can I have some music, please?
Certainly. It is on the way.
Sauciest / sleaziest suburb of Melbourne. Whoa. Now, we all know that there are dating sites, obviously, and classifieds. Now, there has been a survey. The study has been revealed today. The suburb that is topping the list of people looking for casual relations. Now, when I say casual relations, I'm obviously referring to not interested in a relationship, not interested in taking anyone out for dinner, just getting right to it.
Don't do that.
So,
just hit my fist.
Cool.
If you're sitting there nervous that your suburb is about to be outed as the sleaziest suburb of Melbourne.
Sorry, Byron.
I am going to defend this suburb.
Okay.
Wait for it, Melbourne.
Where is it?
Our sleaziest suburb is...
Brighton.
Ringwood.
Whoa! Ringwood.
And I won't have this. I went to school in Ringwood. That's where I got my education. Ring, what are you doing? You're doing a fist and that's a circle.
Whoa. But don't say out loud what he does with his... Okay. Beauty of radio is it's not visual. And so when Feb does his little tricks...
Charades. Well, I thought he was doing Ringwood in his hand.
Okay.
I was. Anyway, go Ringwood.
I thought it was a game of charades. Okay. Don't ever do that again. Anyway, so Ringwood is apparently topping the list of people looking for casual relations.
Okay. No strings attached.
No strings attached. Now, I'm defending Ringwood because not only was I schooled there for 18 years of my
schooled
life.
Schooled there?
Yeah, exactly. I went to, Ringwood East. I was actually went to school.
There we
so,
go. Different.
Don't
say schooled.
But I went, that was my first job was at Eastland in Ringwood. My first nightclub was Juice. I mean,
this is all too much.
I am offended that Ringwood has been named the sleaziest suburb in Melbourne.
How good was Juice?
Juice nightclub. Yeah, it went off. I used to enjoy Juice. I really liked Area. That was even before Juice. And then
Stylus.
I went to Stylus once.
I used to go to Stylus. Had like 5 rooms.
Yeah, that was big. I reckon Paran would be pretty sleazy.
Right, Paran's a lovely area.
Yeah, but Chapel Street, Windsor, come on.
I reckon
on,
Collingwood, Brunswick sort of area.
Oh, yeah.
No strings
attached.
St
Kilda's got to be sleazier than Ringwood. Anyway,
that's a different sort of...
131060.
Work.
Nominate. You might want to nominate your own suburb.
Sure.
Or maybe you think Ringwood's been given that's tough. That's tough on Ringwood. I should quickly say the other ones that came in second.
Okay.
Not far behind. Box Hill.
Box Hill.
Didn't expect that. Oh. And Doncaster.
Oh, hang on.
I won't have that. Dog. What?
Box. No more charades, please,
he
Brendan.
He just did another Box Hill charade.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
The good bits.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
We're talking about Melbourne's sleaziest suburbs. A survey came out today citing Ringwood as the sleaziest suburb.
Good music,
now, the way
Byron.
This was qualified, I should explain this. I should explain this. This is based on all the internet, sort of Tinder, dating, etc. People looking for casual relations.
We should have done a sting. I'm feeling though I should go to Ringwood.
So they're just looking for
I don't think
little
we should have done that.
Hookup.
Yeah, man.
I'm defending Ringwood.
You know how they say sing? Yeah.
Are you being
have
Jamaican?
Have a calipo.
Okay.
Jamaica definitely didn't feature
I'm not well.
In
out a few
Melbourne saucier suburbs. But we have said, do you think there is a suburb that maybe does deserve to be the sex sleaziest suburb in Melbourne? Clancy in Hampden Park. Hi, Clance.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Would you like to nominate a suburb that you think may be sleazier than Ringwood?
Yes. So I would like to nominate Cranbourne.
Really?
Ooh, why? Yeah.
Okay, so I know a lot of people from Cranbourne that are just on Tinder flat out. And nothing ever comes of it. It's pretty much one after the other.
Whoa.
Just hookups.
Yeah.
See, it's funny, Clancy. I agree. I think this is the harshest survey I've ever seen released because I would argue most suburbs are the same. I think Ringwood's very harshly been handled here.
Hey,
in every
stats,
suburb,
bro.
People are looking for hookups.
Are they?
Maybe people have more phones in Ringwood. More apps.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe there's more single people.
It's
maybe.
Possible. Thank you, Clancy, for your vote for Cranbourne there.
Cranbourne. I mean, that's Chipmunk's Play Centre.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably where single parents might go, take their kids there and hook up and have a nice
You're right.
Spider.
Frank from Broadmeadows. Hey, Frank.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Frank, would you like to nominate a suburb that you think maybe should have been Melbourne's sleaziest suburb?
Yes, I would. I reckon Broadmeadows.
Broadmeadows,
Broady.
Is it because they have the very cool, like, Cortina Datsun with the dice hanging down? They got the doof-doof, the car goes up and down.
Yeah, that's right, with the subwoofers.
Subwoofers, doop-doop-doop.
That's right, that's all they are anyway.
And
they're
Frank,
all the
any other reason that you nominate, any personal experience you've had in Broady?
95% of Broadmeadows on Tinder.
Fifi, Fevan, Byron.
The good bits. The Fox.
Hey, there was some discussion over the last few days of whether or not people are pronouncing certain suburbs in Melbourne correctly. Now, Paran has come under fire because any people who move to Melbourne aren't saying Paran. In fact, who am I targeting? Is it
Lisa?
Ali? Let's have a chat with Ali.
Her name's Ali. She's worked here for 6 months.
Yeah, Ali. Ali, how long have you lived in Melbourne now?
About a year and a half.
And how do you want to pronounce Paran?
Paran.
Paran. Right. Okay. So, yeah. See, it's Paran's an interesting one, Fev, because your family's from Paran.
Yes, they are. I actually played a game of cricket at Paran Cricket Ground yesterday, and the president, who is South African, got up and he said, "I'm so privileged to be the president of Paran."
Oh, he got it right.
Yeah, he got it right,
yeah.
It's an interesting one, though, of all our suburbs, because if I look at it, I don't know what to say. Like, if you look at that word, Paran, but if you're a Melbourne local, Pran. You can even simplify it. Pran.
Pran.
Some people just
sort
say Pran.
Of one syllable, isn't it?
Anyway, 131060, we are going to
very famous man from Pran.
Open the lines because we want to discuss people who are mispronouncing suburbs wrong. And if you've got a pet peeve, one that we do want to get to the bottom of is Truganina. I say Truganina. Some people say Truganina. I feel like I've asked for clarification from people who live in Truganina, and I've heard Truganina, but then I've heard some people in Truganina call
it Truganina. I don't know that Truganina or indeed Nina have fully agreed within their own community.
So we want to get to the bottom of that. Here's some examples. This is just off the streets, Fev, of people on the street, Clarendon Street, South Melbourne, not knowing how to pronounce names in our very city.
Praran.
Praran.
Paran.
Paran.
Praran.
Maribyrnong.
Maribyrnong.
No. Maribyrnong.
Truganina.
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 See, Maribyrnong, you're right. You know Maribyrnong because you've grown up hearing that word.
Yeah.
But if I looked at it
right. And
someone said, how do you say that? And I was from somewhere else, it is quite a challenge.
Fev's about to say something and he's self-edited.
I did.
You can see.
Well, there's a place in Perth called a certain name.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
what, you don't know how to say it or you?
No, they say it like, because we're from Melbourne.
Right.
We say in a certain way, but it's not spelt, it's not said that
way. Which one is it?
I say it's Cockburn.
Yeah, they say Coburn.
It's Coburn.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's actually...
It looks like Cockburn.
Yeah, Cockburn.
It's Coburn. But it's really Coburn.
Yeah, it's definitely Coburn.
But that's what we're talking about.
No, very good point.
It is exactly
1360.
And you know, you can tell someone who's not from around here? Cranbourne.
You don't be saying Cranbourne. Yeah. No.
And Berwick.
13, 10, 60.
They go, I've heard, play for Berwick.
Yeah, no, what? Pakenham. I've heard people say Pakenham, who aren't from around here.
There's a lot of people on the radio at the moment who aren't from Melbourne, and I imagine that they are mispronouncing their names wrong.
Well, I've lived here 10 years, so you're not talking about me. 131060 is the number. Your call's next on The Fox.
Fifi, Bev and Byron.
The good bits.
The good bits.
1019. The Fox.
Yeah, we're just clarifying. Getting suburbs pronounced correctly, because nothing more frustrating than when you live in Cranbourne and people say Cranbourne.
No.
Yeah.
Or and we are a multicultural city. We have people from all over the world, not only but also interstate.
The Yanks come over, Melbourne. No, it's Melbourne.
Yeah. See, when I moved to Sydney for 10 years, I couldn't get my head around Coogee. Because
it's Coogee.
Yeah, but it should be Coogee. But they say Coogee.
But you can't tell a place what to call.
Well, I just think they're mispronouncing the suburb. Anyway, Steph in Epping.
Oh, yeah, it's double O, isn't it?
Yeah.
Coogee.
Coogee.
Yeah, it is Coogee.
Coogee. I'm going,
yeah,
you got
I'm with
wrong.
You.
Steph, how are you?
Morning. Good. How are you?
Good. Oh, I know what you're going to say. Which is the suburb that you can't cope with?
Reservoir.
Yes. And people say Reservoir.
Yes. Yeah, so I get the train every morning and the train announcer, every time we get to Reservoir, we'll see now approaching Reservoir. And that's my head in.
See, it's like they've gotten the, you know how you can Google a pronunciation and they've got it off there.
Right.
And it's probably an American or an English pronunciation.
Right.
But really, we all say Reservoir.
Yes.
But an actual body of water known as a reservoir, right?
Yeah.
No, but it's spelled.
But the suburb is Reservoir. So you know how you said Reservoir. They got Coogee wrong up in Sydney?
Yeah.
I reckon Melbourne may have got Reservoir wrong.
You can go back to Sydney then.
Okay. Let's take.
Why would you say that?
No, because Reservoir.
You're just having a go at us.
I
love
it. Steph.
I love Melbourne. I love
Steph. You're not from Melbourne.
You're not from Melbourne. So and if you're not going to say Reservoir, then you have to go home.
My only question is.
Cessnock.
I've never lived in Cessnock. If a body of water is called a reservoir, why do we call the Melbourne suburb Reservoir?
But I call the body of water a reservoir.
Reservoir.
Fair enough. Push on.
Now, Leona, thanks for that, Steph. Leona in Roeville. Hey, Leona.
It's Liana. Sorry. Hi, Fiki.
I can't actually pronounce her name. What's my suburb?
Nobody gets my name right.
Is it, so it's not L-E-O-N-A?
No, it's L-I-A-N-A.
Ah, Liana.
I don't blame you.
No, thank you.
As a producer that typed your name in incorrectly, continue.
Liana, sorry about that. It's quite ironic that I got your name wrong. But what suburb do you find frustrating that people mispronounce?
Well, I'm actually the one that mispronounces it. I call it Turaddon.
Oh, Turaddon.
Turaddon.
Yeah.
Turaddon.
Yeah.
It's like do you spend much time in Moorabbin?
No.
Because it's
I only moved to Melbourne about 4 years ago.
Yeah,
and my partner
gets up every time. Where are you from? Sydney?
No, I'm from the country somewhere. So yeah, it'll be easier not to say where I'm from because nobody will know where it is.
Turaddon.
Oh, Tess Fev, if it's regional Victoria, he'll know it.
Where are you from?
No, it's Finlay on the Murray.
Finlay? That's where Shane Crawford's from. I know where Finlay is.
There we go. Bang.
He knows right near Baruga.
Knows his country.
Turaddon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liana.
Finlay's a great spot.
Kim.
Tom Hawkins is from there.
In, really?
Yep.
Country Kim boy. In Sydenham. Hey, Kim.
How you going?
Kim, now you're going to help us with Truganina, Truganina.
Truganina.
I agree, Kim. I believe, and I've been told by people who live there, it's Truganina.
Right.
Now
I worked in Truganina. I lived in Truganina. Truganina.
Yeah, it's definitely.
And I think your traffic person calls it Truganina.
Yeah,
wow.
Kim, I'm aware of that. Yeah. I've noticed that. It's hard for us to give him feedback, though. I don't know how well he takes it. I've
heard because he's in a chopper.
He's in a chopper. Maybe he can't hear us over the propellers.
Fief, according to howtopronounce.com, this is the pronunciation.
Truganina.
Which backs up.
And that guy's American and he's calling it Truganina. So,
was that girl called Liana? That last one?
The one before. Yeah.
The Finlay girl.
Yeah,
that was Liana. Yeah.
She's realised I'm the mayor of Yarrawonga. It's not far from Finlay.
Yeah, she clearly hasn't done her
really
research.
You're really offended by that, aren't you?
100%. It's really got me. Had a tough weekend, Bobby.
Lynn in Burnside. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Lynn, now, what suburb do you find is frustrating that people mispronounce?
Beefy, it's Truganina.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
dear, what's we've gone full circle.
Now, did you just hear? See, we're confused because we just had Kim on, who's lived there her whole life and says it's Truganina. Are you from, do you live there too, Lynn?
No, I didn't live there. My mum was born there 101 years ago. It is a very old suburb where people say it is a new suburb. No, it's not. It's Truganina.
See, Lynn, I'm so glad you called because this is proof. So because you guys haven't sorted this out, Truganina /Nina. So then we're all confused.
It's named after an Aboriginal family, yeah?
That's right, yes.
But Lynn,
and all my descendants live there. They basically founded or helped found the place. My great-great-grandparents. And they've lived there forever. It is Truganina. I have so many arguments.
I'm going to go with Lynn on this.
Lynn, I think we're both going to go with you on this. You've clearly, and I feel for you because what's obviously happened is it was Truganina and then people have morphed it into Truganina and now you're up against it, Lynn.
I attempted to add Kim on to have a chat with Lynn about it, but that could get quite messy.
I just reckon Lynn's very persuasive.
There are credentials behind her. Her great-great-grandparents basically founded
argument.
It.
Yeah,
Kim, we might just go back to Kim very quickly. Kim, I think you might have been wrong.
I'm Aboriginal as well.
Oh no,
Truganina.
Okay, gee.
Okay. You know what? We the whole aim was to get to the bottom of that. I just think say it however you like.
Thanks to Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.